The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. 10:03 on ESPN 97.5. Headlines today. David Culley, faux pas, made a mistake. Talking to Steve Weiss and Jim Trotter on their podcast, saying that Deshaun is the quarterback for now. Then at the press conference yesterday, multiple times said, no, Deshaun's our quarterback. That's it. He's our quarterback. He's our quarterback. He's our quarterback. My wrist hurts from the slapping I got. So there is no contingency on Deshaun Watson. He is our quarterback. That is all. Multiple times he had to say that. Brandon Cooks restructured. Mark Ingram was signed. They just signed Christian Kirksey, the outside linebacker. Was a Brown for a long time with the Packers last year. Had two sacks. Woohoo! Steven Silas was under the wrong assumption about P.J. Tucker. Thought he was going to play. Nah. Nope. P.J. said, nah, not playing. Sorry. Beat it. I'm out of here. NFL revenue dropped $4 billion. That's in there. And then there's Patrick Ewing. We haven't talked about this yet. Apparently, Patrick Ewing was doing a press conference. Was doing a Zoom conference.
Yeah, Big East tournament going on.
Yeah.
His team won.
They wanted to hear from Patrick Ewing. And he added this.
I do want to say one thing, though. I thought this was my building. And I feel terrible that I'm getting stopped, accosted, asking for passes. Everybody in this building should know who the hell I am. And I'm getting stopped. I can't move around this building. Like I was like, what the hell? Is this Madison Square Garden? I'm going to have to call Mr. Dolan and say, geez, is my number in the rafters or what?
Excuse me. Are you Julius Randle? If you're not, you don't get free run of this building anymore. We have an all-star.
The Hall of Famer with his number retired?
Yeah, but Julius Randle is the star in this building
now. Let me ask you a question. I don't care who you are, works at Madison Square Garden. Do you not know who Patrick Ewing is?
If you're a 32-year-old disrespectful security guard.
Who says you're even 32?
You're the guy that played against plumbers.
You might be 22. Some kid. Do you think he saw Patrick Ewing?
You're the guy that played against plumbers.
Aren't you the Toronto Raptor? Didn't you play for the Magic?
You're a Raptor.
Didn't you play for the Magic, Patrick Ewing?
Magic?
I think so.
Oh, your son, you had somebody. Yeah.
He was a Magic?
Yeah, I said Raptor, but that's Olajuwon. I think he played for the Magic for a little bit.
Oh, I don't remember that.
In
those pajamas?
He played for the Sonics. He played for the Magic. Yeah, at the end of his career.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that. No, he's Mr. New York.
He ain't Julius Randle, so, hey, show
me your
pass. By the
way, he's 7'2". I'm pretty sure you know who Patrick Ewing is. There was a fight, though, on Twitter. Jason Whitlock, apparently, he is... he's a 7-foot black man. He doesn't exactly blend in, Jason. He does it at a basketball tournament with limited or no fans and wearing a mask. Most of the people in the building are tall and wearing masks. I don't.
But checking passes is not. That's not the new. Is it?
No.
I mean, don't you get your pass?
I guess
Patrick Ewing should be able to walk right in. No. Honestly. Because he works for the team. First of all,
he does.
Yeah, he's an assistant coach.
No, he coaches.
No.
He coaches Georgetown.
He's Georgetown. That's
that's
Big East
tournament. That's right.
Yeah. So, like, why would you not check his
credentials? He's Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, but somebody probably doesn't even know him. And with the mask, that's actually not that crazy.
Come on. If you don't know who Patrick, if you work at the Madison Square Garden and don't know who Patrick
If he's got a
Ewing
mask walking around, would you?
There you go.
Anyone's going to recognize Patrick Ewing all the time?
He's 7 foot
tall.
I've
got a mask on now. You don't even know this is me.
Someone asked Pat Julian Ewing Brandon to show his ID. I hope he survived. that's Jason Whitlock. That's right. I forgot he posed. I haven't watched the Georgetown game.
Yeah.
But he was. He coached in the NBA.
Yeah. Well.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
What's the likelihood? Look, let's just say a security guard could possibly be someone in their mid-20s. maybe not a basketball fan. You never know. You never know. Could be someone's not a basketball fan. I don't know who this person is. Can I? And they're probably so told, check every ID. I'm sure that's the rule. Check every ID. Make sure this person can be here.
Yeah. That's not that crazy.
I think he put.
Stop. I'm like, come on.
I don't agree with Whitlock just on principle, but probably the word accosted was the thing that caught headlines. Someone probably said, hey, can I see your ID?
And he's, I thought something happened to him when I saw
thought.
That.
I thought it was an Oakley thing.
Yeah.
Listen, a Spike Lee couldn't come into the employee's entrance anymore. Well, there's a new sheriff. James Dolan is hunkering down, all right? He is tightening up the ship over there.
Is he? Well, he did.
Well, he's a playoff team now.
Yes, they got their ass kicked last night, but still a playoff team. So, yeah, things are changing in Madison Square Garden. There's former legends are still getting harassed, except so that's not changing. Oakley caught it. Yep. Now Ewing caught it.
Patrick Ewing catches it.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
Oakley don't have his jersey retired there.
Probably not. Sir, there's some 20-year-old college. I don't know what he's doing. There's some 20-year-old college student. Excuse me, sir. Can I see your ID? Why are you accosting me? No, I'm just doing my job.
Sorry. No. Pat Ewing, walk in. You're Patrick Ewing. Come on.
Not if you're wearing a mask. I don't know what you look like.
Hold on. Tall black guy, let's let him in. That's called profiling. It's the opposite profile.
Racism. You think he's just playing a basketball player because he's tall and black?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I must be a basketball player because I'm a coach because I'm tall and black. Okay.
I'm sorry. There's a basketball tournament
Better
here.
Not let there be a scientist or a doctor who's
every tall black guy gets in.
What, I couldn't be a doctor?
A seven-foot scientist and like, come on in. You're not going to check my pass. I'm a neuroscientist. Why are you just letting me in? Because I'm
black and tall,
6'10". You're just gonna let me in?
Yeah.
So what? Because I'm a basketball.
I gotta be part of the basketball team.
I'm a doctor. What if that happened? Then I was like, I'm sorry. Wow.
See how you flip it on him? How you flip it on him?
See?
I'm letting all 6'10" black guys in. It's a basketball tournament.
No, that's because you stereotype.
Yeah. I'm letting all 6'10" black guys in.
You'd be the worst.
Are you letting a 6'10" white guy in?
No.
You almost have to. All 6'10" people get in, actually.
No. I've seen a lot of 6'10" white guys that can't play.
I don't see it. Well, maybe can't but play, they, but do can't. They play?
But do they no, play
No, they
basketball?
Don't deserve. You know
Did
what?
They used to play.
You got
to
pay. You got to pay to get in.
No, but I'm actually the,
play.
I'm actually the coach of Villanova.
I'm actually a St. John's backup. I actually back up at St. John's. Let me in.
Mm-mm.
Not
sorry,
you.
Plumlee. You don't get in for free.
No, Plumlee's but I'm an NBA player, actually. Why Plumlee's can't I get play. In?
No. I want to see your ID.
No, but
I don't believe you play.
No, I got
hey,
my
Kaminsky,
jersey.
Show me your ID.
No, I got my jersey on.
Now, Kaminsky,
it says Kaminsky
like,
on the
hey,
back.
Ad Rock, no. I'm not letting you in. That's what I would have said to him. No, Ad Rock, you're not the one.
No,
you're
sorry.
Not a basketball
Beat
player.
Beat it.
With
I think,
your neck beard.
I think Lance has it down. You can't just let every 6'10 tall black man in because that's profiling.
Now, that's profiling.
Mm-mm.
You are profiling.
In a good way, though. It's a good kind.
You're stereotyping.
There's good profile and bad profile?
Yes.
It's profiling.
It's no. There's good and bad.
If you're black and over 6'10", come on up here. Let's go. Let's move it
right
through.
Up. No security checks for you.
No.
Then None. There's no complaining, actually.
No. Then, then I win. Got profiled. I win.
So look, profiling is good.
Patrick Ewing using the word accosted. I feel like it's a little aggressive. They asked you for your ID.
It's accosted. He was accosted.
No.
Yeah, you're Gen X and you're saying
you're
you got
part
accosted.
Of the Stop. See, you're part
what
of the
call?
Problem, Dale.
Wait,
what
did
problem?
He say he got accosted or the headline right?
No, he said it in the audio. I was accosted. This is my building. I was accosted.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
Patrick,
he tried to
walk
by.
I don't need.
Okay, what
I don't
if they
need
tried
none
to walk
of that
by
stuff.
And the, what if somebody he tried to walk by and they said, hold up. They put their hands on him. Is that that's kind of
Well,
accosted.
Don't put your hands on anybody.
Well, if he's walking by, you got to cut it off.
You step in front of him. You take the charge.
Yeah, but you got your
you put
hand
your
there
you
too.
Put your
like,
hand
whoa,
on him.
Whoa, whoa.
It's a foul. That's a reach in. You slide your feet. Take the charge.
Yeah, but you can't brace up anymore.
Well, yeah.
With a forearm.
You take full on contact. You say, "Excuse me, sir. I'm not going to profile you and just assume you're part of a basketball organization. May I see your ID?"
Okay. Let me ask you this: Dustin Johnson walks in at the golf tournament. Do you think that they? Well, they're not checking.
Why is he getting into?
Dustin Johnson walks. Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth walks up. You think he gets ID'd at a golf tournament? No.
This is not a good thing for you to bring up because Gilbert got into the Players Championship. Gilbert got into the clubhouse. When we were on the patio, he was there, and players and their wives are eating, and there's Gilbert with
Gilbert looks like he's a golfer, a pro golfer.
How did he get in there?
He looks like a pro golfer. You ever seen Lumpy?
Somebody was too afraid to profile him. Like, are you
Tim Heron? You ever see Tim Heron? He looks just like Gilbert. Built the same way.
Yeah, he didn't look like a golfer.
Yeah, no, he did to me. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. See, Jordan Spieth shouldn't, and Patrick Ewing should not be accosted at a basketball tournament. Okay. 1014 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Lost in all that Patrick Ewing discussion is the fact that his team got a big win over Villanova. So Georgetown needs to win the tournament to get in. And that just brings me to this. It's bracket madness time. It's that time again, ESPN 97.5's third annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, supported by Seaforce Water, and Dr. Linville with Hair Specialist Houston will be giving prizes to 97.5 winners. That even means the 0.5 winner, which is the penultimate winner, will win as well, second to last in the whole bracket. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include $50 gift cards to Rooster's Men's Grooming, the Burger Joint, Chewy's Fine Tex-Mex, Smashburger, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, bubbly, bold, and packed with lemonade flavor.
All right. Del, if I were to ask you who in the American League had three guys in the top 10 best odds to win American League MVP?
In the American League, my initial thought is three Yankees.
No, but two. Well, they have two.
Judge and never healthy Stanton?
Judge and Torres.
Okay. Do the Astros have three guys?
The Astros have one. Alex Bregman, second, actually, tied for second. Mike Trout is plus 200. You only get 2-1 on Trout winning the MVP. Of course, he wins it.
Baseball doesn't punish guys for their team sucking.
No, no. And hasn't for a long time.
Yeah.
With Andre Dawson winning with the one worst record. There's a history of that.
It's the one of the major sports that doesn't force you to have to win games.
You can't win it on a bad team in the other sports.
No.
Aaron Judge and Alex Bregman are second. Jose Ramirez and Alex and Anthony Rendon are third at 12-1.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Chapman is 15-1, coming off a bad season. The White Sox have Jose Abreu, Yoan Moncada, and Luis Robert all in the top, I guess this would be the top seven.
Who's the most anonymous?
All tied, along with George Springer. How about Bregman is 10-1, Springer's 25-1?
Hey, I wonder what that's about.
I don't know.
Is it because he's in Toronto?
I don't think that matters. Hell, Trout's in Anaheim and played in three playoff games and lost all three.
Yeah, he's established, though. I mean, George is an established player, too, but Trout's like at this
I take it back. The Yankees also do. They've got LeMahieu as well.
Okay, LeMahieu.
LeMahieu.
Who's the baseball? A lot of guys are anonymous because just baseball doesn't get the same type of attention. They don't market as well. Who's the best anonymous team in baseball? Like the team that no one really knows their players, anything about them? The Braves.
Braves. They're pretty damn good. And the White Sox.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The White Sox as a team that good, but partly because they're new on the block.
Yeah, they're going to be really good. The White Sox are going to be good, and so are the Braves. Braves probably win that division, although the Mets will have something to say about it. But Bregman, after last season, is second.
It's surprising, considering he played for an Astros team that isn't well-liked. And didn't have a great year. But still, maybe they saw that muscle he put on.
I've got some information. Carlos Correa's story this morning says that Carlos Correa actually said yesterday that contract negotiations have not begun yet.
Mm-hmm.
They were worried about replacing Fromber and all of that stuff.
Is that not true?
I don't know. I want to say it's not true. I would say probably negotiations haven't started yet, but an offer has been, and it was refused. I can't give out specific numbers and whatnot. I can tell you that there was a number thrown out, and it was not high enough for Carlos.
So he didn't
even, in years and in money.
He didn't consider it a real offer. So negotiations haven't begun.
Consider it a real offer. It wasn't big enough for him.
You can't give out numbers, but do you believe the numbers were big enough?
I do. I think Carlos is going to be overplaying his hand this year.
Okay.
His agency, again, this is going to be a difficult situation because Carlos thinks highly of himself. Team Carlos thinks highly of Carlos. He has had a 926 OPS year, but it was within 110 games. He's not going to be as valuable on the open market as he thinks. First, there are a lot of guys out there, shortstops out there, that aren't even going to ask for. I don't believe they're going to command what he thinks he should command. And secondly, he's got history. If he doesn't stay healthy this year, and if he comes up with another 700 OPS, then he's going to lose himself some money. I don't even know that he'll be a $20 million a year guy.
The numbers you heard is a Carlos regular season. The seasons we've seen from him so far, would you consider that number an overpay? Would he have to play better than he has to reach what you think that number is really worth as far as production?
Overall, yes, but he shows, again,
in the playoffs,
just a couple of years ago. Well, not only the playoffs, but a couple of years ago, he was a 926 OPS. Yeah, if he's that guy?
Yeah, that's the one time.
But if he's the 700 guy, then, and if he's the guy that only plays...
The guy who he has been most of his career.
Two-thirds of the games, then no, then he can't be. Then he's not. I think he really hurt himself. Of course, if he was a Boris, he would go to the open market and see what he could get. And maybe I think he's playing a game of chicken that could hurt him. Because he has not shown that he's durable, and he's not shown that he's consistent enough at the plate to get that kind of money.
So you don't expect a deal before the season begins, considering how far away they are? Or do you think they can reach something?
I don't know. I don't know that the Astros are going to get into his neighborhood. Yeah, years wise or money wise, I don't think they're going to get into either. If you want to know the truth, he's got to come down.
Well, that's comforting.
Yeah, I don't know the Carlos. If I was a betting man right now, Carlos Correa is going to free agency.
So, a pretty big departure from what you gave us before, where they had a conversation and they're emotional about what Carlos provided. Now that it's business time.
Well, no.
Actually, I know it was okay.
Actually. Go ahead. Actually, I think they gave him a very fair offer.
No, I'm not suggesting that the Astros' minds have changed, but from what it felt like a deal would get done because of those conversations, now we're at a different point.
Well, only because of Carlos.
Carlos, yes. I've taken that into account that the Astros are more than willing to give him a deal they believe is fair.
Yes.
And they're looking to get something done. Turns out, Carlos is like, I want more.
Well... And let's not forget, I think the Astros have a much more realistic view of what Carlos is worth than Carlos does.
So you believe he'll hit free agency?
I do.
And do you think the Astros will be willing to match a number if he plays like the guy he thinks he should get paid?
No,
like?
I think if he reaches free agency,
he's gone.
Well, we'll see. I don't know what the market's going to be. I don't know that people are going to, again, it all depends on this year.
Yeah. It does.
It really does.
Health and production.
It's got, it's production and health. And if he comes up with another year where he's missing 50 games, because he does that, if he misses 50 games again this year, then he ain't getting close. I don't even think he gets close to what the Astros offer. So, I mean, let's not forget, this is his last year of arbitration, and he's only an $11.7 million guy, as opposed to George Springer in his last year was a $22 million guy.
Are the numbers you've heard fair for even his best season? Like, if he produced that best season?
No, but that's one season. No,
I know.
Now, early on, he also...
That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to hold Carlos to his pass, and if he gives us the best of his pass, then the numbers...
If he gives us the best of his pass, he's a $25 million guy.
And that's... And okay, so they would obviously came in below that,
yeah,
obviously. Okay, so I guess we're doing this all year, wondering if Carlos will stay.
No, if Carlos, if they don't come to terms and Carlos said we're not going to negotiate during the season, he'll absolutely become a free agent.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if he sticks to the, if we get to the season and we're not negotiating, then this is, will be an all-year thing.
Well, and let's here's another thing. Let's not forget, Alex Bregman can move over to short and you can find a third baseman.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's not like you're going to fall off. They're going to have Verlander money freed up. They're going to have Greinke money freed up. They're going to have money to spend, and if it's not going to be Carlos Correa, then it's going to be somebody else that can play. And you know what? You still got a really viable short, not only a valuable shortstop, but you got Alex Bregman, one of the best players in the game. And then you can plug in a pretty, especially if the young pitching comes through, and you don't have to spend money in the offseason on pitching. If Odorizzi comes through, if Urquidy comes through, Javier comes through. I mean, now you've got another year where you can get a position player, a good position player, and you can fade losing Carlos Correa.
So we are how many days away from the start of the season? When does the MLB season start? April 1st?
Yeah, we're
a little over 2 weeks away from...
That's all you got left.
From probably saying goodbye to Carlos Correa after the season, mm-hmm. You think? Man. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, harbinger of bad news.
I don't know that it's bad news.
If you like Carlos Correa and you want him here, it's potentially bad news.
Well, I mean, he said yesterday they haven't even begun negotiations. I don't know.
Well, that says to us, even considering what you've given us, that says this is a guy who doesn't believe the Astros are in the same stratosphere as what he wants.
Well, I don't want to say same stratosphere, but he's higher on himself, and that's, you know what? I get it. He's higher on himself than they are on him.
If he has the year he thinks he's going to have and what he's worth,
he better have a big year, man. You're playing chicken, brother.
I understand it. Betting on yourself, that works out quite a bit for some people. Sometimes it doesn't. I just feel like...
Well, here's the problem is if he does have a big year, he's going to cash in like he thinks he should.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, he's not going to get... He's going to leave money on the table. Because he's not even going to get what the Astros offered.
Is this a Victor Oladipo type deal? Not as far as the team not really wanting him, but he believes he's a much better player than he actually is? As far as what the money he would get?
I can't see Victor Oladipo turning down $45 million, but okay.
He did it.
He did.
And
go ahead. Good luck with that.
And you think the number the Astros gave Carlos is more than fair?
Yes.
So, I mean, they both have decided that their value is much greater than what they're offering.
I just don't get, guys, when you're talking about this kind of money that you don't take the bird in the hand. I just don't get it. But you know what? He's betting on himself. We'll see.
If it works out for the Astros in the regular season, in the postseason, great. If he turns into the guy he believes, that just means that he had a great year and the Astros probably did too.
Well, you know what? The Astros have been able to count on the postseason every year. He might be going to places and going, you know what? We don't get to the postseason every year. I can't wait for you to be a great postseason player. Mike Trout might be, okay? Mike Trout does it every year, and we still don't get to the postseason.
Yeah.
He's an MVP every year, and we still don't get to the postseason.
You would foresee a team that isn't postseason ready signing Carlos? I feel like a team signs him if they believe they have a championship.
It's a Yankee, Red Sox, Dodger kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yep. 1030 ESPN 97.5 73 780 3776.
To call in.
to the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
10:33 ESPN 97.5. Your hero, Tom Brady, has reached a contract extension with Tampa, Del. A one-year extension. It's a four-year contract extension that voids to a one-year extension. The deal ties Brady to Tampa through the next season, 2022, actually. The move saves the Bucs $19 million against the salary cap this year. There's Brady just being a great person again.
So it could possibly mean if he could play till 47, I guess, if the 4 years are reached.
He's 43 now, 43, 44, 45, 46. But he said
he'll turn 44.
Brady will be 44 next season, tacking a year on the deal, keep him under contract through his 45th birthday.
And then they can, if at 45 he still wants to play and is productive, it'll continue. Play. Okay. So Brady will be playing when he has osteoporosis then.
Well, he could have eczema and seborrhea. I don't know. Psoriasis?
Psoriasis.
I don't know. Right? I don't know.
Possibly.
Quite possibly. I don't know what kind of issues he has.
The recommended age for a colonoscopy is like 40, right? So Brady is going to be on his fourth colonoscopy by the time he's done?
Yeah, probably. I need to go get one. I haven't got one in a while. I need to do that. Remind me tomorrow.
I don't do that. I'm not your assistant. Get Will to do that. He's going to be doing the golf show with you.
Will is going to be on the golf show with me tomorrow. I mean, you think young Will isn't going to kill it tomorrow on the golf show?
I'll take your word for it. I won't hear a minute of it.
What?
You heard me. I don't know why you're surprised. I hope Will doesn't...
Get up and listen to the show.
Nah. I might get up to get some breakfast, but it's not going to be to listen to the show.
DeChambeau's 4-under. I kind of screwed him this week. I wanted to see him on 18 hit over to number 9, but okay. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow you'll talk about that.
No, and today.
No, you said tomorrow.
The people are clamoring for golf news today.
What people?
Sergio still at 7-under, hasn't teed off yet. I mean, there's a lot of great golf to be played today. It's the fifth major. You know that, right?
That's what I've been told by you, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fifth major.
It's called the fifth major.
Yeah, I know. It's the fourth, but for you want to add importance to some golf tournament, so you call it the fifth major. Then call it the fifth major if it's the fifth major.
Yeah. Here's some Christian Kirksey for those 1 year. It's up to $4.5 million. Missed 5 games in 2020, still second on the team in tackles. Played better at Will than at the mic. Team leader, captain, Walter Payton, man of the year candidate. That's why he's here.
So another one of those.
That's why he's here. People say he's not a cover guy.
Changing the culture, one backup linebacker at a time.
Yeah. He can play inside and out. You got like 40 inside linebackers, though. So I don't think you really need one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have McKinney, you have Cunningham, although who knows what will happen with McKinney. He could be a cap cut, right? Or to save some cap space. But look, I don't want to just crush every Texans move. Mark Ingram has been a good player in the past, was injured, didn't have a great year. Christian Kirksey, if he's a good guy who can contribute, fine. Okay, that's as much as you can say. Hopefully it works out for him. Hopefully Lovie Smith, as the DC, is a more competent option than what was Anthony Weaver. They're changing their scheme. Hopefully they get players that work in it, and they're not one of the worst defenses to ever take the field.
Yeah.
That would be an improvement.
That would be a wonderful improvement. If you had your druthers, what would you, in this draft, all offense or all defense?
For the Texans?
Yeah.
Under the premise that they don't get extra picks because Deshaun is still around? Or if they actually make a trade?
If they actually make a trade.
If they actually make a trade, if they like a quarterback, depending on when they make the trade, take a quarterback. If you like one a lot,
then you got to take all offense.
Yes, I would take all offense.
As opposed to just signing a...
if you like... Depends. If you like a quarterback, go get people to support that quarterback.
Well,
if you don't, then go off defense.
You've got to get awful high. You got to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or you use some of your accrued picks to trade up. Who knows? But if you like a quarterback, then in this scenario, support him by going to get players. If you don't, go all defense. If you're trading picks, you get. If you're trading Deshaun, you get picks.
Yeah. Yeah, I would prefer all defense. Go get a quarter. Go get a Fitzpatrick or a whomever. Anything. Go get anything to fill in a quarterback.
I'll give you a scenario. Say the Dolphins make a trade with the Lions a week before the draft to go down. So I think the Lions have the 8th pick or something, and then the Texans come calling and go, you know what? Actually, we are taking calls, and the Dolphins are like, great. We'll trade you the 8th and whatever it takes. And if you're in the position to take a quarterback at 8, you would still go with defense?
A defensive player? Man, you're going to take Mac Jones?
Well, I'm asking you. It's your decision. I don't like Mac Jones. I wouldn't, but would you? Or 7, the Lions have the 7th pick. Say you're in the position at 7 to take Trey Lance or whoever you like. Would you?
Well, that's a big if.
That's why my scenario is if they're in a position to take a quarterback, I'm taking the quarterback and then going offense.
Yeah, if they like their guy, if they really like Mac Jones, if they think Mac Jones is the guy, or they think Trey Lance is the guy, or if Justin Fields is still there, which is a possibility.
It's about what you like, since you asked me the question. If it's a combination of say Lance or Jones or Fields, whatever the one is there, and you like them, are you? Saying,
then I'm doing it.
You're taking the quarterback and then going offense. Okay.
I don't think they're going to get a top 7 pick, but okay.
No. But this is for you, John.
Right. I don't think they're getting the top 7 pick. Then I would go offense. I would take all offense.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know what? Bolster it. You suck on defense. You're going to suck on defense anyway, even with all those rookies. So just bolster your offense. Let's go. Because you can get wide receivers and running backs in mid-rounds.
That you can do.
It's hard to get a cover corner. It's hard to get a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you have to have.
And apparently there's no pass rusher worth it in the top 7 anyway.
No. I don't know that this is not a good
pass rusher draft. This is not a good pass rushing draft, no.
And at the top, you got some good quarterbacks. 1041 ESPN, 97.5 News of the Weird. We'll finish up the week strong right here. I want to talk right now about my peeps over at HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. If you're somebody that is struggling with your taxes right now, it's kind of a big deal. It's kind of important that you have a company, a payroll company that is taking care of that for you. It's kind of important that you have a payroll company that knows everything about the Affordable Care Act. If your company has been less than stellar in this area, well, then go with our company because they are awesome. You can ask, I'm telling you, give a call up here and ask Laura Beavers and say, hey, tell me about HR&P, and she will give a glowing return. And it's not just because... It's because it's true. We are tied to HR&P, but the reason we're tied to them is because how good that we had a different payroll company before, and we went with our HR&P, and we cannot be happier with what HR&P does for us. You, my friends, will be too. All you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Tell HR&P you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, Michigan State make the tournament? I don't think so, right? But they're going to get into the NIT, right?
If they decide to accept it.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're not Michigan State Spartans anymore.
Yeah, you got that wrong.
They're the Michigan State Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage.
How does that work?
Are you going to call them the Michigan State Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage?
And it's specifically for the basketball team, by the way, for anyone asking. So the football team doesn't have that name. They haven't changed that name. Has the sponsorship started? Because I went to their official Twitter, and they're still just Michigan State Basketball and MSUSpartans.com. So when people talk about Michigan State from now on, they will have to say Michigan State presented by Rocket Mortgage Spartans, or however the title is supposed to go.
Well, I guess that, the play-by-play guy?
Yeah.
Basket by the Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Yep. MSU Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah.
Huh. But I'm trying to figure out, will there be cease and desist against people who don't speak of them that way? I got to hear the first person who does it. Will it be expected by announcers?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Because that's part of the deal, right? Rocket Mortgage wants announcers to say the Michigan State Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage. I got to see it in practice, though, or hear it in practice to see how it sounds. I think it's funny. I'm not as offended by it as other people are, because it's pointed out in one of these articles that that there are a couple of soccer teams that are called the New York Red Bulls or FC Red Bull Salzburg. They have the sponsor in the name of the team.
Yeah.
I want to hear it done that before I freak out about it one way or the other.
I want to hear it done, period.
Do you want?
I want somebody to have to do that.
So do I. I want Gus Johnson to do it.
Yeah.
Or Jay Billis.
Yeah. The Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage are on a 10-0 run.
Tom Izzo and the MSU Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Coldest night in 26 years, apparently. Police found a man and woman having sex in their car. Do you think...
I just read some more before we go on. Apparently, it's only a Breslin Center thing, which is their home state arena.
I don't want that.
MSU Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage will be written everywhere. So it's not something you have to say.
Minus 22 degrees Celsius, Dell. They were having sex in the car. Do you want to have sex at minus 22 degrees Celsius?
I don't want to have sex in a car. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't do that no more.
Yeah, but apparently with COVID rules, they couldn't be out or something. So they had to, I don't know, they had to hide in the car. Either that or one of them was married.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Did they have the heater on?
I don't care. That is still way too cold.
If the car's been running for 2 hours and the heater is on, I mean, I could see how you can get away with it and not feel the chill.
Yeah.
It's still cold as hell, though, outside.
I think it would just be too cold to do that. If you want to know the truth.
Well, it depends how motivated you are. See, you're not motivated like that anymore to get it in. If you're like 21 or something, no wind chill is going to keep you from it.
I don't know if you can be. You ever hear it's hard to find when it's cold out like that?
Well, you're inside.
George Costanza?
You're inside a car.
You ever hear that?
Yes, I saw the show.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, a woman in China had to visit the doctor for a hurt ankle. Only to find out that she was born a man.
What?
A 25-year-old woman in Eastern China who failed to fall pregnant after 12 months of trying was shocked to discover she was actually born male and is intersex.
What does that mean, intersex?
The woman, whose external female genitalia but never forced her to question her sex, stumbled upon the discovery after an x-ray of her injured ankle was taken. When the x-ray revealed that her bones had not developed past the age of adolescence, her name is Ping Ping, by the way. And so you don't say whatever, because it's Ping Ping.
Okay, sure.
They changed her name to protect her identity. She had never menstruated. There's a reason. She's a guy.
No, intersex.
Well, yeah.
She's probably not a guy.
Okay, listen.
The story tells you.
Yeah, I kind of think she's a guy.
No, intersex. Intersex people are born with sex characteristics, including genitals, gonads, and chromosome patterns that do not fit typical binary notions of male or female bodies. Thank you. She doesn't fit the binary terms you like to use, cisgender male.
Dell, I'm looking right now. Have you seen the Porch Pirate? The Texas Porch Pirate?
No. What is? Does he
she
steal?
Steals
the, oh, she
steals
things
off porches.
And she has a parrot on her shoulder. Why is she a pirate?
I don't know, but apparently she doesn't. She actually.
What are you gonna say?
No, she's actually. I wouldn't mind. I don't care.
Huh. Okay. Wait, because she's somewhat attractive, you wouldn't mind her stealing stuff from you?
Well, and here's the deal: the camera on the front porch. I don't know if it's her doorbell or what, but it shows her running up, and she loses her top.
Okay.
And? So, if you're going to lose your package, it may as well be from a fairly attractive girl who loses her top. Isn't that better than not?
How can you? I got to find a better picture because the one I got is blurry.
It's blurred out.
Yeah. So I'm not her, not the top, her face, since you said she's fairly attractive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's at least at the very least, she's not.
What? She's not chubby is what you're trying to say? Okay, fine.
Well, I don't know.
That's what you're getting at. Let me clean it up for you. That's what you're getting at.
Well, yeah. She appears to be somewhat attractive as opposed to not.
You're a bad person.
No, I mean, if you're going to get stoned,
you might as well. You're somewhat excusing this because she's not heavy?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a Ukrainian couple who grew tired of arguing. So how did they repair the relationship, Del?
One of them killed the other?
Nope. They handcuffed each other to the other one. They are handcuffed together now.
That's a bit from a 90s TV show.
Is it?
Yeah, when you're having problems, you handcuff each other for like 24 hours to figure things out. It's like the main thing they did on those reality show challenges.
They're going to do it for 3 months.
Ooh, that's aggressive. Yeah.
Now, they have to do everything. I mean, he's shaving. He's got his right hand and her left hand.
Nah, I just get a divorce.
Well, you would never get married in the first place. But secondly, would you like to be handcuffed to a girl for 3 months?
No. I don't want you in my house in the morning. Why would I want you around for 3 months?
Dal, if I were to ask you, what time does that Friday weekend feeling kick in?
Normally, it would kick in at 11, but today that changes.
But for like people who have real jobs?
I don't know, 4:30? No. Oh, Fridays.
2:52.
Yeah. What? Okay. That's a random time.
I don't know 252. Why it's 2:52.
I forgot the short work day and some people leave. I was thinking people leave early. Maybe they get off a couple hours and they are out of there at 2, but 2:52.
What do you think? When do you think my Friday weekend feeling starts?
Thursday night at 10.
Tuesday at 11.
You stopped caring a long time ago. I was at least giving you credit for 4 days of work where you're locked in.
Do you want to bring your pet to work now, Del?
If I had a pet, it'd be cool to have a little dog running around, but I don't have one.
Now, apparently, that's the new thing, is since we've been home for the pandemic, working from home, we want to bring our pets to work now.
And if I was a business or owned one, I'm like, no.
Oh, a professor at Georgetown University Law Center has been fired. You know why, Del?
No, John. Why?
Oh, well, racism against black students. Apparently, she says that black students get bad grades.
Where did she say this? On Twitter or something?
No, she said it on a Zoom call. That's just finding another way.
Now, this is usually the realm of cisgender white males, as I like to say.
Yeah.
But white, is she white?
She has angst every semester when it comes to grading her black students.
Because
I hate to say this, I end up having this angst every semester that a lot of my lower ones are blacks. Happens almost every semester.
A lot of my lower ones are blacks. Mm-hmm. So at a prestigious university.
There's reason number 19,476 that you're going to get fired.
So at a prestigious university like Georgetown, not just known for basketball, in fact, not even really known for basketball anymore at this point, you had to drop the blacks get lower grades.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
A lot of angst.
I feel bad about it. I feel uncomfortable about all of my black students getting bad grades.
Dell, scientists want to send 6.7 million sperm samples to the moon. Do you want to send your sperm sample to the moon?
Oh, I thought you were asking me if I wanted 6.7 million sperm samples
Do you want one of them to be yours?
I don't mind it. What are they going to use it for?
Modern global insurance policy. The humans establish a repository of reproductive cells, sperm, and ova from 6.7 million of Earth species.
Just in case we get bombed.
Or do you think it should be all whitey?
No. Is that in case there's a nuclear war where we destroy ourselves?
Probably.
So the people...
So we got it on the moon.
So as long as there's people in space, they can repopulate?
Yep.
Sure. If someone, you wanna do that? Someone wants to have the gene pool of us, maybe you're... Because my dad was an engineer. A space engineer, actually. Aerospace engineer. Possibly a space engineer or a radio producer. It's 50-50. You never know.
I want to send... I don't care.
You don't care. You've got progeny. They can send it up there.
Yeah, let JT send his up.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you again on Monday.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Warrior Sound! Real. Fun. Sports.